Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a live episode of the Green Divas Radio Show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And we have a special Green Dude guest in the studio today.
From Montreal.
Jack Dellaccio, CEO hey. Of Essentia. Sorry.
Good morning. No, I'm happy to be here. This is great.
Welcome down. Is it warmer down here than it is back home?
Hard to say. It's pretty similar this time of year.
Yeah.
But, it's really nice to be here. Interesting to be in the whole radio station thing. Get to do whatever we want and nobody sees. So the whole,
right.
the whole warm-up thing.
We could actually be in our pajamas, right? Nobody would know. Nobody cares.
That's what we're looking forward to doing, actually, is building a studio in the HQ and being able to do our show in our PJs.
Yeah. I know. Don't picture that, please. Anyway, I want to mention our wonderful online media partners that are really helping to grow our Green Diva and Green Dude family. Care2.com, EatDrinkBetter.com, EarthGarage.com, EcoMe.com, EcoSeed.org. Wow, this list is getting long.
I know.
GreenRevolutionRadio.com, FeelGoodStyle.com, Grateful Dread Public Radio. That's GDreadRadio.net.
And, of course, you can find all of those on our website at thegreendivas.com or join us on Facebook at
Green Divas. Well, I think it's Facebook.com/Green Divas.
Exactly.
Or just look up Green Divas and mostly you'll find us.
Right.
Mostly.
There's a few
Copycats,
but we are the Green Divas. Just remember that.
Yeah, we're the originals, man. Anyway, we have some really new fun things going on since we've last been on, including a couple of new sponsors. But we're now going to be doing this weekly fun Know Your Green quiz, sponsored by the Eco-Friendly Printer. And Lisa is going to tell us, because this is our first week, and what you'll do is you'll go to our Facebook page or our website, but you have to actually do the quiz on the Facebook page, I think. But all the information will be on our Facebook, on our Am I making any sense yet?
Let me remind you that this is a new segment that we're doing.
Yeah. But there are prizes. There are real prizes, right?
Right.
Lisa, tell us.
Well, we have three sponsors for this, and it's four sponsors, actually. We have Zipcar, TechServe, and Green Apple Cleaners.
See, you probably could have used a Zipcar.
A Zipcar?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zipcars are cars that you can rent rather than owning a car if you live in a city. You probably have that something like that in Montreal.
Yeah, we do have it's sort of a kind of car share. You use it
exactly.
Take a 3-hour block or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Same deal. So that's what Zipcar is. This week's quiz coming up will be about the definition of recycled paper.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
you think you know.
You think you know.
I think you know.
So you'll be asked what is the definition of recycled paper? Is it paper that has 10% PCW content, which means
post-consumer waste?
Right. And then paper that has 30% PCW content?
Post-consumer waste.
Is it old paper that is used to make new paper? Or is it 100% pre-consumer waste?
That'll be multiple choice. Please check in and play, because there will be one prize given away every week among the people who get the answer right. So you have to go on our Facebook page, because you have to like us. We have to know what your name is, and we can contact you through Facebook.
Right, and I believe our first prize will be a Zipcar credit.
Yeah, I think you get a few hours. So, yeah.
This all comes to us from our friend Greg.
Yeah. Greg, the Eco-Friendly Printer is the sponsor of this. They are the sponsor of the Know Your Green quiz, which will be going on for the next 12 weeks.
That's going to be fun. We're all going to learn something.
Well, I think we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg is just full of all kinds of cool ideas with this.
This will be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm waiting to know the answers.
I know.
Recycled paper.
I know.
Next week, you'll have to sign on to Facebook and tell us what you think the answer is, and maybe you'll win a Zipcar credit for the next visit.
All of the details will be on thegreendivas.com. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Now, our interview guest today, other than our wonderful in-studio guest who we'll get to talk to later.
If we let him get a word in it.
I know. We're really bad at that. Ellen Jaffe Jones. She's the author of Eat Vegan for $4 a Day. I want to know, can you eat organic vegan for $4 a day?
We'll find out.
She's also known as the Veg Coach. And did you know, I was looking at her website, she was 18 years as a news anchor.
Oh, where was that? Do you remember?
Florida and St. Louis.
Right on.
So then we have today, of course, our special Sleeping Naked is Green segment, sponsored by Essentia. Anyway, this one's going to be, I have too much information for disposing of electric waste properly. Dispose of your e-waste properly.
Very
and then
good.
Jack, we're going to actually give him, like, you know, 5-7 minutes there. we're going to try to give him some time. But really, we want to hear about what he's doing. He is the CEO of Essentia.
And don't worry about cutting me off because I ramble on too.
No. We're going to have fun. And then Lisa's going to do a take two repurposing segment on recycling grease.
Recycling your cooking oil.
Okay. All right. I got that wrong. But that's cool. That'll be interesting. And listen, if anybody wants to call us, 973-267-9687. And I think we got Green Dude Scott who couldn't be in today.
All right.
Hi, Scotty.
Scotty, my boy.
Hi.
Hey.
How's Connecticut?
Well, it's better now that everybody has their power back on.
Oh, really? Were you guys out that long?
Well, there were people last week that were still without power, yeah.
Gosh. What a bummer.
That's challenging.
Well, yeah, you know, we've got Jack in the studio here, and if he weren't so far away, man, your job would be in jeopardy here.
Morning, Scott.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, we like our green dude, Scotty. Sorry, Jack. It's the only temporary gig. I do.
Well, we need all the green people we can get. Well, there's you know, everybody's welcome to join in this green thing.
Yeah, and we got to have some testosterone in the house always.
Oh, definitely. There's definitely a need for some testosterone in that studio.
Now, I just want to mention that we have a couple of other new sponsors that I think are worth mentioning. Buygreen.com. And they're sponsoring a whole new series of vignettes, you know, our little green light short and sassy, just like me, a little green light vignettes. And you'll hear one of them today on hand sanitizer. So stay
Indeed.
Tuned at the break. And then our eco-friendly printer. And I also want to mention we're still doing our G2 Organics giveaway.
That's right,
people,
go sign on and like us at Facebook and
mention G2 Organics.
Mention G2
there.
Organics, and you'll get to be in the drawing for a wonderful package of G2 Organic goodies.
Yeah, and I've been using it. I remember that D2, the diamond dust.
Oh.
It's like this little tiny, and you don't use much, but I found it in my purse, and I'm at the hospital staying with my beloved Wayne, who's really, I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, I needed some moisturizer for the eyes, so I pulled out my D2 this morning. This stuff is luscious.
Oh, you look lovely, darling.
Don't I sparkle?
You sparkle.
Like a diamond?
Well, anyway. It's the season for moisturizers. There's no doubt about that.
Really? Well, and everything in the hospital is like, you know, you got to use that freaking hand sanitizer, which I'll talk about today. And the thing,
well, that, yeah, the hospital hand sanitizer is, you know, rocket fuel. That's the tough stuff.
They would, I mean, it does smell like a bottle of vodka, but I when you walk into the ICU yesterday, they don't let you in until you douse yourself like head to toe in this crap.
There are places for it.
So I just want to give everybody a little report, because I did mention it on our Facebook page, and those that know us know that my Wayne, who is really embarrassingly in much better condition than me, and he runs every day, he had triple bypass the other day.
Surprise, surprise. Wow.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it obviously is genetics for him, because he actually eats very healthy and he's extremely
healthy. He's pretty healthy, but we're looking at getting some advice from some of our friends and making his diet even better. And all of ours, too.
Well, what was funny is our Dr. Pavlescu, our one wonderful regular doctor, came in and he said, you got to do what Clinton did. You got to go vegan.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. So
for Wayne to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of his cardiac recovery.
Yeah, I was inspired by that Clinton going vegan as well.
And, you know, do you ever watch Jon Stewart at night?
Yes.
Jon Stewart, every time he has Clinton on now, he just raves about how great Clinton looks. I think he's flirting with him. But that vegan diet is working. So anyway, Wayne is doing really well. He's now the mayor of Gagnon 3, the cardiac recovery unit there.
Oh, Morristown. The Morristown cardiac unit at Gagnon is such a great place. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things. They're really, the staff is amazing, and the place is like a little hotel. I said, well, this is probably the closest thing to a vacation we're going to get anyway this year.
Getting away from the office and staying together in a room.
Yeah, we got a room, man. I know the surgeon was teasing us this morning. You're already having sleepovers? Come on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm camping out. But anyway, so thank you for all the well wishes. A lot of folks have, I mean, really amazing, amazing support.
Well, we're glad he's doing well. He's turbocharged now. He's all cleaned out.
Yeah, right? Bionic. I'm really going to have trouble keeping up with him now. Jeez.
Well, we're all going to have to get on that good health plan with him and keep up with him.
I think we will. Anyway, Scotty, so what else is going on up in Connecticut?
We're very busy up here, and of course, one of the things that's funny listening to people talk about their problems with electricity, and I'm telling people about, you know, these houses that have, you know, solar shingles. There's even solar paint being developed, window coatings.
And wow!
Our entire houses will just absorb energy from the sun, and we won't be in the dark.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, even at GD headquarters, we've been moving our workspace around depending on where the sun is at different times of the year. So we're now on the sun porch, basically, in the sitting area, and we're nice and warm and toasty. And in the summer, we move back to
the cool space. Cool, as in groovy and cool. Yeah.
That's
yes,
great.
In all ways. All ways.
Well, you know, our friend Peter Mills had done that addition on the house before we bought it. And he intended to do solar, and that mm-hmm. but that room there with the sun is designed so that in the summertime the trees shade it, and that room is fine and cool. But in the winter, the sun comes right through, and it really warms up. You get that solar heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, you know, people long time ago knew this.
Yes.
And houses were designed. If you look at, I have an old handbook from the turn of the century farming, and they would you know, when you set up your home, you had deciduous trees that were shaded for the summertime, and pine trees a little further out that would protect it from winds out of the northeast.
Wow.
And you'd actually face your house in a certain direction that would make sense to the landscape and the sun.
Yeah, we've definitely
we're all gonna have to get smart about that.
We've definitely lost touch with some of that. I personally have. I get very confused about where what direction is south anyway? You know, whatever. I have to really think about it. Well, it's not natural. I think 100 years ago, everybody kind of really knew instantly how to figure that out.
Actually, it's because you're a girl.
Thanks.
It's been proven that guys have a good sense of direction.
Well,
okay, now let me hear about it. Go ahead.
No, Jack wants to say something.
Well, it's just interesting just because I've seen so many factories in Europe, and I've I can't wait to be able to build or recreate a new Essentia factory based around some of the old European factories, you know, just natural light into the factory. Yeah. So many things that they've done, you know, 70, 80 years ago in the manufacturing that didn't require all the synthetic energy.
Right.
And we're finally, you know, thinking about getting back to that.
You know, in terms of just that, I read an article recently about what they're doing in African and third world countries or developing countries with recycled water bottles or soda bottles.
Light?
There are you take them, you put a hole in your ceiling and you fill it with water and you put one of these bottles in the water and it actually spreads light out within your home.
Wow.
And it's
brilliant.
How
it's actually
inexpensive
brilliant.
And easy and how much it changes their lives to have light in these little homes that they have. The,
incredible.
You know, some of them are just shacks, but they're dark and they're filled with lots of people, and now they have light. That changes everything.
Well, you know, you can do that. You can do that with your windows in your home now. Just you can put a water bottle on your windowsill, and it will spread more light throughout the room.
Really? We have to try that. Let's do that. Let's do that experiment and do pictures and everything.
Okay.
And if you really want to enjoy it, you know, throw in some colored water in there.
Mm-hmm. Or use colored bottles and stuff.
Yeah, wow. I do that already.
You're so creative, Scotty.
I got beer bottles in my window.
I had French wine bottles in my window.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have amber and green and, you know, the spectrum there. All right. Listen, we're going to go on break. And when we come back, we've got lots of fun things to talk about. So please stay tuned.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. You know, I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. You know, like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Obsessed with hand sanitizer? Maybe it's not as healthy as you think.
Hey, Meg, I have to get some presents, and of course I have to buy green. Got any ideas where to go?
Yeah, buygreen.com is my favorite place to shop online for anything green. Here, check this out.
Ooh, look at that great rating system.
It's simple, clear, look at all the goodies. One-stop shopping for home or office.
Ooh, wait, did you see that bag?
Buygreen.com, a Green Diva's trusted source for great green shopping. Clean hands are good, but did you know that most hand sanitizers have ingredients like triclosan that are being found in the environment? Some studies suggest it is an endocrine inhibitor in certain animals, and it definitely does harm to algae and water systems. Yuck! Fortunately, there are some hand sanitizers that minimize the harsh alcohol and eliminate triclosan altogether, like Dr. Bronner's, EO, and Cleanwell. You can also make your own. For do-it-yourself recipes, make sure to visit thegreendivas.com and go to the Sleeping Naked is Green page and look for the segment on hand sanitizers.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right. And we're back. I think we still have Scotty there. You still there, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. All right. Welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And Jack.
All right.
And green. Scotty Boy on the radio.
And Scotty. And Green and Silent Jesse's over here, just, you know.
And I'd like to shout out to our engineer, Mike, who does such a great job taking care of us every Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big job. You know, we're not easy. I just also want to give a shout out to our friend Wendy Long, who's listening. She texted me to say she was listening. She saw our friend Peter Mills last week. It's kind of funny. I love that. I like knowing somebody's listening. I mean, I know there are listeners, but it's always fun. So if anybody wants to call us at any point, if you have a question for us or want to add to the conversation, you can call 973-267-9687 or go to our Facebook page. I put the number there this morning. I'm such a, you know, Facebook hound, aren't I? Is it time for...
Sleeping Naked is Green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world. MyEssentia.com. And of course, the Green Divas radio show.
All right. So one of the things we found in November from Vanessa Farquharson's book, Sleeping Naked is Green, is an entry, and I'm not sure what the date was, because Lisa had found it, but dispose of electronics properly. That seems like just an enormous subject, right?
Yes.
E-waste. So
enormous and important.
Well, yeah. I mean, and here are just a few statistics on why. We produce 20 to 50 metric tons of e-waste every year.
Yikes.
But we only recycle about 15% of that. So that's a lot of yuck. yuck, yeah.
Sort of unnecessary yuck, because all
right?
of it can be recycled.
A lot of it, yeah, exactly.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
It's and by the way, just to visualize, I love this. One of the treehugger.com infographics that I found had a nice way of visualizing this, it's about the equivalent of tossing 100,000 fully loaded 747s into a landfill annually.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can hardly visualize that, but that's
100,000.
Fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
747s.
Holy
into
cow.
Landfills every year. That's all the electronics that's going into landfills. So what
I mean, I think every house has one. I mean, at least one computer nowadays. And, of course, people go through phones and iPhones and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And electronics, are we talking about blenders?
Well, here's what Wikipedia defines e-waste as: computers, laptops, cell phones, phones, TVs, DVRs, entertainment equipment, and refrigerators. That's
Ooh,
now, yeah.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, well, probably because it has a lot of those components and a lot of different, you know, like metal elements and things, I guess. Now, one of the problems, as we just mentioned, is that many electronics are frequently replaced. And here are some averages. Did you know cell phones are replaced on average every 22 months? I think it's less than that for everybody I know.
I'm probably.
How many have you had this year?
Seriously. Well, actually, I've had some break, and they've had to upgrade
yeah.
me.
And, so, see.
But you know what I do? I recycle mine. There's a program that through a lot of the phone companies, you can turn in your old phones, and they'll donate them to women who
yeah,
are
battered women. Battered, shelters,
there's a
yeah.
battered women's program so that they can always have cell phones.
Well, and I'm jealous of all the people that seem to be. You know, the turnover for computers is every 2 years. And I'm like, okay, I'm on like year five with my old Dell, you know.
And it still works just fine, doesn't it?
Well, it's actually...
Mama needs a new computer.
Yeah.
I've realized this year that iPhones can't swim. So sometimes that shortens the life of
That's
phone.
Funny. Yeah, that is funny. Yeah, iPhones don't like swimming. So 2% of the average municipal waste stream is e-waste. And that's enough to fill over 60 landfills in this country. That's only 2%. So the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that only 15 to 20% of e-waste is recycled. The rest goes directly into landfills and incinerators. Not good.
Wow.
70% of heavy metals in landfills in the U.S. come from e-waste. Okay. So before, mean, I could really terrorize you even further with all of the stuff in e-waste that's so toxic, carcinogen,
you
poisonous.
You can read all about it on our website.
You're going to read about it because I want to jump to like the good stuff, right? Like, oh my God, what can I do? So to responsibly dispose of e-waste, there's a couple of things you can do. One, Lisa mentioned, donate to local charities. And most local charities do have, there are local charities like the Battered Women's Shelter and whatnot. Go ahead, Lisa.
And the other one that everybody can find is Goodwill. Goodwill is really good.
Yeah.
It's job training as well.
Yeah.
And they'll take all your e-waste and recycle.
Now,
it.
I found a really cool link to find e-recycling programs near you. And they really have a lot of options. But I'm going to just ask that everybody really, really research and verify that these e-waste centers are not sending it overseas, because there's a whole lot of reasons why that is not good.
That's very important.
I know. That'll also be in the post. But also, get active. California has the right idea. They passed a e-waste recycling act in 2003, which you can read about. Jack had something to say.
I've heard overseas. I mean, just going into landfills and picking out all these components is a viable business. Is lucrative.
Oh, yeah.
Why is the e-waste in our landfills not worth picking up?
Well, but the problem is they're little kids and people that are unprotected, and they get very, very sick from all this poisons. And I'll write about it, and I have some references for folks to read up more, because it's a big issue. So please try to responsibly dispose of your electronic stuff. Okay.
Well, I tell you, here, let me really quickly say, here in Newtown in Connecticut, you can take anything to the recycling center, and they're very helpful. There's people there that are employed to actually take from your car whatever you need, and electronics is one of them. If your town's not doing that, talk to your town and find out why not.
All right. That's it for Sleeping Naked is Green.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas radio show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.
That is such a hard segment to get because there's always so much cool information, and packing it into 5 minutes, it's not as conversational. Sorry.
But you can remember, you can get lots more detail by going to our website.
Yeah. Yeah. We have all of that.
TheGreenDivas.com.
And you know what I'm also doing? It'll be in the links and resources for this show today, but I've also started a Sleeping Naked is Green page.
Oh, great. Yes.
And breaking them out a little bit. So lots of fun. So let's talk to Jack. Let's talk to Jack Dallaccio.
You look so well rested. Why is that?
I do feel well rested.
Tell us why.
How you doing?
The secret is my Essentia mattress.
See?
I want one. I want one.
Years off.
Yeah, he really does look pretty happy.
I've actually, the 8 years developing the product, I've aged 20 years, but now that it's developed, I've caught up to it again.
Yeah, right? Reversed it with sleeping on the mattress. So tell us what inspired you to get involved in creating healthier mattresses?
Well, I guess it's going back, I guess, about 8 years ago, 9 years ago now. And I had a great business. I had a cabinet business. Life was good. Innocent and naive in a sense to this kind of stuff, but I just had some family members going through cancer treatments, more than one. So I took on the interest of trying to look at alternatives, figuring out things about health and things that are around us, and just became that much more aware of it. And having a sort of entrepreneurial itch that's always been in me, it was no longer satisfying to just have a good business. I wanted to see what I could have done to make things better. My family was in the latex business, so I started taking some interest there and realized that memory foam was a huge advantage over conventional latex. However, latex was healthier. We weren't breathing in any of the toxins. One thing I learned, you know, during the time that my dad was going through treatments, is that, you know, most of the healing process happens from within. Your body has to repair itself, and these toxins are what slow it down.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to keep light of it. I don't try to, you know, I try to keep in mind it's just a mattress. I don't want, you know, there's so many issues in the world. I don't want to go too heavy into it. But it's just one of those elements that slow down your recovery.
One of those elements where you're spending half of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're spending 8 hours a day breathing it in, and your body is, you know, ultimately fighting it. And, you know, great. The human body is fantastic because it fights so many things. But eventually, the fight is it will be lost, right?
Yeah, right.
So
give yourself the best edge that you can.
Exactly. So it was really tough. I thought it would be a lot easier to to develop something that didn't exist.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I always got close enough to decide to keep going, and one day it did work out, and today we have Essentia. I'm really proud of it. Next to, you know, the children and my wife that really my life revolves around, Essentia is the next best thing because I'm really proud of it.
I can totally understand. And we're having a lot of fun being cheerleaders for it because we totally get what you're doing and love it.
Yeah. And I read a scary book a couple of years ago, and I can't remember the name of it, by a guy who was doing like natural organic latex pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a book about like reasons why, you know, the toxic bedroom. And it was really horrifying, actually.
Yeah. The word organic shouldn't be used for mattresses. I'm a believer in keeping it very straight. And there is no such thing as an organic mattress, but and people fear when you talk about natural stuff, people fear being truthful, and it's a shame because there's always like sort of people who say, oh, if it's not 100% organic, it's not good. Well, you know what? 90% organic is
very
a hell
good.
Of a lot better than 100% synthetic.
Well, transparency. Well, I think transparency is king. But what he had written about that was so horrifying was all the outgassing.
Oh,
I'd never even heard that word before. But that's the outgassing that goes on, in particularly the memory foam, the traditional memory foam, the non-essentia.
One of the analogies I'd like to talk about, which I think you know, most men can relate to this because men have a harder time getting it, but is a nicotine patch.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that a small little nicotine patch, your skin can absorb something that alters significantly how your body reacts. Can you imagine a patch the size of a mattress? You're not just breathing
touching.
It in. It's coming in through your pores. It's coming in through your skin. So what's on your mattress really is absorbed into the body.
It's so disturbing because I'm not sleeping on an essentia mattress right now.
I'm feeling guilty because I had the regular memory foam mattress and I gave it to my son.
Yeah, nice.
My own child is sleeping on it now.
One of the biggest things for us this year, in fact, is crib mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Last November, there were some reports coming out of New Zealand saying that SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, was actually caused by the chemicals in a mattress, whereas the your natural biochemicals from your skin, from the baby's skin, in contact with the polyvinyl chloride on the crib mattresses,
the mattresses and the baby clothes, the flame retardant stuff on the
creates a chemical reaction. That some babies can't tolerate.
Yeah.
And that's how sudden death happens.
Oh, holy cow. Well,
I've never wanted to touch crib mattresses. I just, you know, didn't know anything about it. But since that report, I said I had to launch it. So I stopped everything, made a crib mattress, and it's been really popular since we launched it this year.
Oh, I can't wait to share that news.
No,
I told my
grandbabies, I told my daughter that I won't insist on much and it's not my business, but please get an organic. And I explained to her why.
I've always, over the years, my children have been on essentia mattresses and my nephews are friends and we've just made them, but never made them available through the company until this year. But one of the interesting things is that those are the indicators when an infant can't tolerate the toxins. You have to understand, as an adult, yes, we can tolerate them, we can fight them, but they're doing something, and they're doing something negatively to us.
Well, it means your liver's getting extra busy, and we're so busy fighting everything off all day long. You know, our world is very busy poisoning us. Well, I am so thrilled that you're doing what you're doing, and we really are true believers.
Well, we get a great sort of following right now. We're having so many people getting back to us, not just because of something that they know is good for them, but they can't feel. But we also have so many people that we've helped so much just in better sleep.
Oh my gosh!
So much comfort. They're having so much enjoyment out of the essentia that's been fantastic.
Sleep
as well.
Is one of our greatest healers.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Isn't it nice?
Well,
to...
and when you think about it, our skin is our largest organ, mm-hmm. and it's very exposed. And at night, you're very vulnerable if you're sleeping naked. You know, haha, get it?
Which I do.
Aw, what a great little segment. I'm so.
I'll have to figure out. I need a bedroll, so when I travel all the time, I can take my little essentia bedroll with me.
Oh
which
yeah.
I do all the time. Travel a lot.
Oh really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Lisa, you got a couple of minutes to talk about. Yeah, sorry.
Again.
We've got our special guest.
No, I'm teasing.
I know.
So one of the things that I'm going to talk to in my take two thing, when I was thinking about the holidays and things that we do with food and cooking and all of that, and in my research I came across this article in the Greenist, GREENIST.com. It's a blog, and it talked about recycling cooking oil.
I love it.
Well, in Texas, at Thanksgiving time, Texas and all over the South, there are a lot of people that actually deep fry their turkeys, which is really good, I got to tell you.
I've never done that.
Don't knock it unless you tried it. But there's a lot. You know, so that made me think of my friends in Texas and recycling. So I looked around, and there's a There's a group called Clean Energy Biofuels that has six locations for recycling stations, which you can look up.
Wow.
One of the places I went to was earth911.com, and you can plug in your zip code and you can find out where there might be depositories near where you live. Where we are right here, not so much. But in Texas, where I live, there's in Austin, there's one right down the street from where my son lives right now. So there are different places all over. And
I like the thing you found in Kilmarnock, Scotland.
Kilmarnock? Yeah. Yes. There are two places. There's Kilmarnock, Scotland. Residents can take their oil to the recycling plant and get bus fare for recycling.
Our Facebook, somebody already went to the Facebook page looking for the quiz.
Oh, terrific. Well, we'll have to.
But I want to clarify that the quiz will be up this afternoon. We'll have it posted every Saturday afternoon. So thank you for immediately responding, and we will put the quiz up this afternoon.
All right. I have one other thing that I'd like to talk about, and that is the Bobby. There's a delicatessen called Capriati's in Wilmington, Delaware, and I'm so fond of this. This is, you can have Thanksgiving leftovers all year long, but the best thing that they make is this submarine sandwich that they call the Bobby. The best thing that makes a sub sandwich good is the breads. Put your turkey, your stuffing, and your cranberry sauce is essential. All on the big Bobby, and then cut it up and share it with your family. And that's the best recycling of turkey dinner that I can.
That's awesome. I just have a quick question. I mean, you guys have your own Thanksgiving in Canada.
We've had it already, right?
Yes, we've had
it. But do you eat turkey? Is that the part of the deal? Or
yes,
no?
We do.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
All right. Just checking.
Family gets together, a big turkey meal.
All right. Just checking.
Probably been inspired by U.S. Thanksgiving. You know, U.S. TV goes on in Canada.
Sort of love-hate relationship. We have...
Go ahead.
One of the other things that I'd like to ask our listeners to look on our website this week, we're going to post all of our GD families, all of their thankfulness. Everyone's going to write in, and I'm going to share with everybody what we're all as individuals thankful for this year.
Yeah, we're going to do a gratitude list.
We're going to do a whole gratitude list.
Next,
so if you're looking for inspiration for your Thanksgiving grace, then you can go, and just inspiration in general. Things to be thankful for. We've
things
got a lot.
Things to be grateful for. It's good for your health. Let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, we got more, and we'll have Ellen Jaffe.
Our friend Greg, the eco-friendly printer, is doing a new weekly Know Your Green quiz with the Green Divas.
He's got some great prizes from folks like Zipcar, Green Apple Cleaners, and TechSurf to give away every week.
Every Saturday on the radio, we'll announce the previous week's winners and the next week's quiz. You can get all the details on thegreendivas.com.
And even if you don't win, you might just learn something.
Meanwhile, please visit ecofriendlyprinter.com to find out what printing green really means.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Of course, our token testosterone today is Jack DeLaccio from Essentia.
Hey, I'm starting to get comfortable now.
I know. So you'll have to come back.
This is why we need a two-hour show.
I know. We're having way too much fun. And I massacred poor Ellen Jaffe Jones' name. I only got Ellen Jaffe out, so I hope she'll forgive me. Let's get her on the phone. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
I apologize. I think I just called you Ellen Jaffe before the break. I didn't get the Jones out. But I have had so much fun looking through your book. I can't wait to start cooking some of these recipes or preparing. They're not all cooking. But yeah, I mean, as you may have heard, my beloved is just getting out of triple bypass surgery, and we're going vegan, I think.
Well, it worked for Bill Clinton. So.
Yes, that's what our doctor said. He said, do what Bill Clinton did. It worked. So one of the things I'm most – and by the way, folks, she's also – you're also known as the Veg Coach, which I think is adorable.
Thank you.
And you have another – there's some broccoli title I can't remember.
The Broccoli Rep is what I tell my doctors on the rare occasions I go see them.
The Broccoli Rep. I like that. So, of course, just the title, Eat Vegan on $4 a Day. The first question I have is, can you eat organically?
You know, I tell people the title of the book is not Eat Organically or Eat Organically Vegan on $4 a Day.
Okay.
The reason I wrote this book is I just saw so many stories on the news that said you can't eat well on a budget. And I have eaten this way pretty much most of the last 30 years. And my mom, aunt, and both sisters had breast cancer. And I was a former TV investigative reporter for 18 years, two Emmys and the National Press Club Award. Plus, I was a high-earning financial consultant for my clients, not for me personally. Did not get a Wall Street bonus, so let me be clear about that. For Smith Barney, 5 years, did that. And I just had to write this book. I mean, it just bubbled up inside of me as I saw all these increasing numbers of stories that said you can't eat well on a budget. Not true.
Yeah. It's
and,
great.
And the quick answer is beans, greens, and grains. Buy them from scratch. Buy them in bulk. And it's a piece of carrot cake.
Ha, 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 ha. You're so darn cute. And by the way, if you go to what is your website again, Ellen?
VegCoach.com.
If you go to
VegCoach,
you can see pictures of Ellen. She is a marathon runner.
And then Facebook also. I'm all over Facebook.
Yeah.
My book page as well as my personal page. And I just posted some pictures yesterday that my husband took. And, I mean, it's really freaky. If you look at the pictures, it looks like I'm getting younger.
I know. I will say that.
I don't dye my hair. I refuse to do that. And it's just, I feel incredible. I ran my first marathon last year. I place in 5K races often for my age group. And pictures just got posted from my 40th year high school reunion, which I didn't go to because I had speaking engagements. And it's like I didn't recognize the people. And it's like they're aging and I'm not. I mean, I don't mean to sound obnoxious about it, but it's just this weird out-of-body experience that you have, a lot of people do, when they start eating this way or have done it for a long time.
Oh,
I can totally identify with that. I am 50, and I ran my first marathon at 51, and I took some time off last year, and I went traveling back to places I used to live and visiting friends, and I was visiting a lot of old people.
Yeah, Ryan, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah. Interesting,
well,
you mentioned
Southwest Florida. So, by the way, the prices in my book are based on my local big box stores. And what I really wanted to show is that you can eat well at Walmart. And as I was taking pictures, because, you know, never turn a former investigative reporter loose in Walmart, but I was taking pictures of prices just to show that the price of beans is, in fact, a nickel an ounce. And per serving, that's a dime compared to the cheapest form of hamburger meat, which is 60 cents if you're comparing equal quantities. And, you know, that's how my brain is functioning, is if you replace a few meat meals a week with bean meals, you're going to save a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not only talking about money at the grocery store, but money you save by avoiding a bypass surgery, which in the U.S. is between $100,000 and $200,000. So when you factor that into the price of your burger, it's more like a $1,000 burger, depending how many you eat over your lifetime.
Wow.
I have a question, though. When you are making choices to go organic, because some of the things you might like to eat, you may not want to eat traditionally farmed, what are some of the choices that you make, and how do you make those choices?
Well, here's what I talk about in the book, Eat Vegan on $4 a Day, which is go to a website called localharvest.org.
Oh, I love that.
Localharvest.org. Yeah. Used to be they would only show the CSAs in the country, that stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Many of these were government-started, assisted farms that you can go to, and they have mostly organic produce. And I say mostly because they don't spend the money to get the organic certification.
Right.
But if you spend any time there volunteering, and they like you to do that, and sometimes you can even get a lot of free food doing that, their practices are organic. So you just have to be there, watch them, and see what they do. But this website also now has, in addition to CSAs, they are posting any local farm that is on record in your area. And you just click on where you live, you know, a dot of the United States and your particular zip code, and the local farms pop up. And so that's a very cool way to get cheap produce. I have done this for about 6 years now, and it costs me roughly between $15 and $20 a week to get four bags full of, like I say, almost organic produce.
Wow.
And here's the thing. The studies show that even if you don't eat organic, conventional produce is still better for you to eat than eating a meat-based diet. Why? Because the toxins, the pesticides, herbicides are concentrated in the animal fat. And there's fat even in muscle. So lean cuts of meat don't cut it.
When you go to find out where these local farms are there ways, does localharvest.org or any other sites grade these local farms in terms of how much they're doing for not using pesticides? No,
at least I'm not aware that they do. If they have the certification, obviously they have to meet certain standards, you know, have a certain perimeter around the farm that's clean. They have to use certain practices in their cultivation and pest treatment. So, again, the only way to do that is to go to the farm, which I also encourage you to do if you have kids, so the kids understand that vegetables don't grow in a shrunk wrap package. I can't tell you how many kids come through my cooking classes and they'll say, "What's that?" And I'll say, "It's a zucchini." They can't name a vegetable to save their life.
Yeah,
they need to be eating vegetables to save their lives.
Well, I think your advice about going to the and talking to the local farm markets, which is what I actually did yesterday, is you can find out what they're doing and you can let them know that people that come and shop there want to know what they're doing and not doing, and so, you know, help sort of spread the word and help them educate their consumers.
Sure, if the demand's there, they will make some changes because I've seen it happen. I'm also really, you know, all of this is so wonderful, and it's one of those great arguments because people say, oh, being green is, being healthy is expensive, costs more money. But, you know, this also is a great, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it's eating vegan is also better for the environment. There's so many studies and statistics out there that show, you know, it costs so much more for the environment to produce meat than it does to produce any kind of vegetable.
That is huge. And United Nations has actually come out and said that in the last couple of years. And I think younger people get this part of the equation, and that's why you see a lot more, I believe, younger people who are eating vegan, because they understand this environmental connection, and it's about their future. And what the United Nations has said is that eating vegan will do more to reduce your carbon footprint than giving up any kind of car that you were driving.
Wow.
And I think that is just one of the most powerful statements out there. It's just mind-boggling. And so when you think about the amount of water and the amount of land it takes to raise one piece of cattle for human consumption, it's just huge compared to the amount of vegetables that you can grow. And those statistics are out there. You can Google it, I'm sure.
Well, I know we have some.
Go by.
We have some on our website, in fact. But go ahead, Jack.
I've heard that, you know, we're not designed to eat meat, you know, and they've studied this through our teeth. And our teeth are made to eat, you know, vegetables. And just interesting that we've kind of resisted it and we've taken a wrong turn somewhere.
You know, it's fascinating. I really plug into a lot of these arguments, so I know what the opposition is saying. And they use the same argument saying, well, our teeth are designed to eat meat. Well, I think if you look at true carnivores in the animal kingdom, their canine teeth are way longer than ours. You know, watch a dog. We have a schnauzer who is known as a ratter in their particular breed. And, you know, when they go after critters and chase them, you know, you can tell that they are meant, designed to eat meat. But, you know, more importantly, I think, is looking at the disease rates. And there are a number of studies now that are coming out that just, they've looked at different subcultures of our society where we are eating a more plant-based diet, and we're just avoiding the diseases of affluence, as the famous writer T. Colin Campbell has written in the China study. He's the former NIH researcher who went rogue and just wrote about 20 years of studying the difference between urban and rural China. And basically, in the rural areas where they didn't have access to meat and dairy, they had none of the diseases of affluence. No cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, osteoporosis. My goodness, we have the highest rate of osteoporosis anywhere in the world, and yet we consume the most amount of dairy. What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, right, right.
And I got to tell you, I'm a runner, and I've been running for 30 years. And just last Saturday, I, for the first time in 30 years, I tripped over a speed bump that was not marked, and they called EMS. I was lying on the ground for 5 minutes, just practically hemorrhaging. And to make a long story short, I got up and finished the race, placed second in my age group because I've never not finished a race. And the healing process, people were just going, like, they can't believe what I looked like on Saturday and what I look like a week later, and that I did not break any bones. I should have broken some bones. So I'm telling you, this stuff works. It's amazing.
So you're not very competitive, are you?
No, not at all.
Even your bones are competitive.
That's funny.
Well, you know, you only live once, right?
I know.
So you just go out and do it. And truly, the reason for writing this book is so personal because by the time I had children, and my parents were so sick and diseased, they couldn't lift up my kids, let alone babysit them. And entire generations are losing out. And they don't even know. They just think it's okay to go to a doctor. It's okay to get the medicine, the surgery. And preventable disease is not sustainable. We can't keep this up, no matter who pays for it. Insurance companies, the government, you and I, you know, the statistics and studies are really starting to come in now showing that we cannot afford health care at these rates, especially
right.
as the boomers age and get diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I will say that looking at the pictures of you last night on the website, I thought, oh my God, she really does get younger. She really does. So I'm going to try this.
We're going to do it together, right, Meg?
I think we are.
I'm going to have to get this book.
Yeah. So go to vegcoach.com, and you can find out more about Eat Vegan on $4 a Day and more about Ellen Jaffe Jones, the inspiring, amazing woman who gets younger and runs more.
Well, I tell people buying the book also entitles them to a lifetime access to me on Facebook. I answer questions that people post. It's also on Amazon. I don't care how you buy it. I send signed copies off my VegCoach.com site. But I'm not in this to make money. I'm just out to change the world.
Well, no small goal there.
Welcome to our mission.
Thanks so much for calling in. We'll talk again sometime.
Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ellen. Bye-bye.
Sure.
Wow.
Oh
yes.
Gosh, we're running out of time again. Dang it, it goes so fast.
It does. An hour goes by.
Wasn't that? Oh, I'm so fired up.
And, you know, and I'm flipping through the book as we're talking, going, wow, beets. And there was some really nice veggie burrito thing in there that got my attention. Burrito thing. So anyway, so Jack, tell us what's new with Essentia.
Besides baby mattresses.
Yeah,
I can't wait. That's exciting.
There's just tons. I mean, I'm always developing new things, and that's kind of my role right now is to just keep pushing it forward. We have so much international requests for it, so we're going to start overseas. We ship overseas, but we have a lot of requests from Australia, and now we're just recently Taiwan, so we're kind of going all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah, this week is probably the best week to get an Essentia. It's Black Friday's coming up, and it's our biggest sale of the year, which we've sort of jumped in on, and our suppliers have jumped in on, and it's been fun that we have people wait for this for months.
So I can imagine.
It's not a small purchase, but it's such a valuable purchase. I would. If I were buying a mattress for somebody, that would be a great gift for somebody.
Or for yourself, really.
I mean,
you know, give it, well.
Pick me.
I know.
Anybody out there listening?
You know, my mattress is 14 years old. Isn't it time?
Shame on you.
Isn't it time?
That's right.
I know. We're getting there. Well, I might take advantage of that.
That's right. That might be a new thing to do for the new start that Wayne has on his health.
But I'm telling you, the man will not spend any more time in bed because, like, in the ICU, he was sitting up. He was the only guy sitting in a chair most of the day yesterday, entertaining everybody down there.
The mayor.
He is the mayor. And today, you know, he can't wait. They got to remove all these tubes so that he can move. And he's just, like, chomping at the bit to be walking because they told him he was going to walk today, so he's ready. He's like, you know, get me up. Well, let's go.
Come on, let's get with the program here.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad he wasn't here. But I could have spoke some hockey to him.
Oh, my God. I know. Jack's a hockey player.
Oh, he's Canadian. Who isn't in Canada?
I know. Wayne would have really enjoyed meeting Jack, so we'll have to do this again, Jack.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed it, so this is fun. this is not work for me. This is relaxed, laid back. I mean, you guys are awesome. You have a great thing going here.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and I'm so glad Essentia is on board with us. I think we're all going to have some fun. Now, next week, we're going to do a special gratitude show. Mm-hmm. We don't have any specific guests, but I really want to invite our listeners to participate.
That's right. On Facebook, as a matter of fact, I'd love for our listeners to tell us what they are grateful for this year so we can share some of that. And then you can read up on our website and Facebook page about what our intimate Green Diva family is grateful for.
Yeah, all our Green Divas are chiming in. We've had lots of interesting messages because we put the word out to all our correspondents last week, and we're getting some really nice messages back. Meanwhile, I just want to remind everybody that our new eco-friendly printer, Know Your Green Quiz, is going to be posted this afternoon for next week. Uh-huh. We'll have the answer next week, and we'll have a winner by next Saturday. Every Saturday, we'll post the new quiz.
And it'll be a new thing to win every Saturday, but this next one will be zip card credit. Zip car credit.
Say that 10 times fast.
If I could say zip car credit, what would I?
I know. You'd be a professional radio girl.
does that require pay?
I know. That means we get paid. So also, you can go to our site. As always, we'll have all the links and resources from this show and a lot more than we were able to even get to today. So there'll be a lot of information there about recycling stuff for Thanksgiving.
Cooking oil
and bobbies. And then, of course, we'll have our Sleeping Naked is Green subject. So anyway,
take two.
Everybody have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's thegreendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.